Welcome to my show entitled Women Influencers. I am Veronica Malalas, CCIM, founder and CEO of Capstack Commercial, a commercial real estate company serving the greater Orlando area. Today's guest is Phoebe Van Tran. She experienced challenges as a female immigrant with a language barrier and has emerged as a leader in cross-border collaboration within the global trade industry. Please don't forget to hit that thumbs up button and subscribe below. I welcome your comments and please share with someone who can benefit from this podcast. Hi, Phoebe. How are you today?
Hi, Veronica. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. And thank you for joining us in our podcast today. I'm just so excited to hear about your story. So if you don't mind, I'm going to jump right in and ask you to tell us about growing up in your environment and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Well, thank you, Veronica, for the opportunity to share my stories with the audience. So just to give you a little bit of background about myself, I came here by myself at age of 16 as an international student with $200 in my pocket.
Wow.
And, and spend like about 10 years on from my high school education and then college and then my MBA. And I had the great opportunity to really, learn from traveling to different places of the United States and be really involved with a lot of top leader in the industry, whether it's insurance, banking, and also real estate and lending space. And that's where I have the opportunity to really see and coming here as an immigrant is a lot of language barriers. And then also being a female is extremely difficult to really emerge into the environment. And so, yes.
So Phoebe, just for context, you are an immigrant from which country?
I'm an immigrant from Vietnam.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. And I just want to let you know that Vietnam is on our bucket list, my husband and I. So I know it's a beautiful country. But go on, please. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no worry. So as I graduate and been involved with just a lot of it in business development, in financing, real estate financing and lending, and I really discovered my passion is a relationship and really work, helping people with my knowledge on financing and structuring the real estate deals or complicated deals in a business deal. So that is my true passion, is to see, to enjoy seeing the business grow and working with great people who are not only talented, but have a great intention on making impact on a massive scale.
That's so amazing, Phoebe. Phoebe, I want to ask you, you went to college in UC Irvine. Am I correct in that?
That is my MBA.
Oh, your MBA. Okay. So you did move from Vietnam to California.
I'm from Vietnam to California and then Arizona and Iowa. So I've been around and just, I love to really experience different places, different people. And I used to live with a host family to really learn different culture, how they think, and really from there, see the differences and discover many areas of opportunities that really bringing people from different backgrounds, bridging the gap between Asia and America.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's truly tremendous. And now you are really running a couple of your own companies, plus you represent so many other companies. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So right now I'm wearing different hat. One of that is I'm a managing director at Free Will Capital, and we also work and help family offices and high net worth investors in our community in Asia to really continue deploy capital and really helping bridging the gap between their older generation of family businesses in the younger generations and help educate to the next generation leaders on how, you know, making investment and in their allocation of their portfolio on many different aspects. Because, you know, their parents maybe have a very traditional approach on seeing things, and then their children, they're more conservative. They're very hardcore from coming from Asia background. They're very conservative on hard assets and like real estate, land, and developments. And which the younger generation, there is when they are prepared to take over the family businesses, they are considered many alternative investments and allocations such as ventures and, you know, private equity, technology, disrupting technology in healthcare, in real estate, in development. So to really bridging that gap between the younger generation and the younger generation to for them to understand each other, collaborate, integrate, and really mix the exponential fruitful outcome out of that relationship.
Well, that's amazing, Phoebe. Reminds me of the saying that says the first generation actually builds the wealth, the second generation maintains the wealth, and the third generation spends the wealth. I don't know if you've heard of that, but that's fantastic that you are giving these services to advise these investors and the next generation of investors to look at other aspects of investment. So thank you for sharing that. I wanted to ask you, if there was one challenge that comes to mind and how you overcame it, what would that be? And if you could share that with us, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. So my strength is really been involving with Free Will Capital Family Office and then our community of Digital Evolution Institute, which is a think tank thought leadership community of family offices, investor, and innovators. What I have discovered is that we haven't really fully unlocking the power of collaborative partnership cross-border, meaning for the group here, we're still very US-oriented, regional-oriented, mm-hmm. versus in Asia, they're very like Asia-oriented. Mm-hmm. And throughout my experience working and advising for a prop tech company, an AI simulation company that's serving our large scale land developers and asset manager and lenders. And then also working for a healthcare technology company in the telehealth space, vaccine and vaccine technology. The model that we've been using very successfully and have great momentum is to utilizing our global network of capital partner and strategic partner from different regions like Asia, Thailand, Singapore, and Central America, El Salvador, and other countries as a network of distribution those disruptive technology to other countries so they can enjoy the growth and be more efficient in and scale the company. So the mandates that I've been seeing that working very well and very well perceived in our global network of investors and then sale distribution channel and exclusive deal flow is the ability to bring different partner from different region together and cross collaborating cross international. And yeah. I think that's the biggest power that, you know, is a huge, huge power that is yet to explore.
Wow, that's really an amazing thing that you've just touched on, because globalization has its own challenges. And I think that what you're referring to is really the challenge of being able to bring all these segments in the world together to cross-collaborate, like you said. That is a challenge in itself, but you as a professional and an individual is really just coordinating all of this. Is that basically what you're saying? Is that that's how you've overcome these challenges?
Well, we have a team, the whole ecosystem. Like, for example, here we have a team and Family Office Alpha and Digital Evolution and the whole ecosystem in Asia. So our relationship really through internal, warm, highly curated, highly vetted introduction. And that's really is, you know, which I see the lack of, that's it, the challenge, which is lack of continuous communication, understanding different culture, different background, and how to peacefully and harmonically bring them together so they can see the bigger vision and the bigger picture.
Wow. Let me just say that they are so lucky and blessed to have you, because that really, I think, results in just great outcomes for everyone, for all the stakeholders. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about influence. If there was one outcome that you are most proud of, where you feel that you contributed to, what would that be?
I think that I would be proud of is really the ability to handle the global partnership, the strategies of any venture that I'm involved with. I'm a huge fan of building global partnership network, and the influence would be, you know, for any technology company that I select to work with, they have to have the several component have a high impact and disrupting in that industry. And that is something that can be deployed or relicensing globally. It has to have a global market, not just the US market. And that's how we're able to leverage each other's network and the power of global partners to really bring the solution to scale and grow and have that global impact. So that is the influence would be the ability to deploy that technology or products or solution at the top level, whether from the working, collaborating with the top government level of that country, or the private sector, that are leaders that know the country, that they know the country politics well, the infrastructure and execute that, and the ability to execute a business plan, because they already have the whole system, their whole relationship built up. And we're just connecting and bridging the dot. And that's how we're able to spread, and make it more accessible and create value to the whole global ecosystems.
That's amazing. Cross-border business is very, very difficult because, like you said, they're affected by politics, affected by socioeconomic factors, also culture. And wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay, so if there was one piece of advice that you could give to our listeners, what would that be?
One piece of advice is I'm really inspired by my mentor. There are two mentors. One is my business partner at Freewill, which is Jenny Nguyen. And my, I would say godfather, Diego Leyva, who constantly, who has the people that I respect the most. And one things that I would remember is to always help the right people. Between the two people, one is to be in the business for themselves and make profit and make money, versus helping the one that's actually have a bigger vision, that want to make impact on the global massive scale, that can help trillions of people, billions of people. And who would you choose? So always to help other to succeed, and you will be successful, and be fearless in your action, and be their person, keep your word. And continue my daily habit would be continue to plant the seeds every day, because you never know, everywhere, every place, every person you plant a seed, it can be becoming a fruitful garden, a blossoming flowers.
Wow, that is really amazing. And I appreciate that piece of advice so much, Phoebe. Now we've come to the part of the interview where I get to pass the mic on to you and you get to ask me a question. So please go ahead.
So Veronica, thank you for the opportunity. And my question for you today would be, as an expert in commercial real estate and really a true leader in your industry, we, the younger generation, what would be your advice to the next generation of leaders, right? And how to, you know, how to really navigate through the transforming era of economy, the digitalization, the globalization? What are your advice for us next generation?
That's a really great question, Phoebe. And I'll say I am in my 60s. Well, I won't say I'm in my 60s. I just turned 61. So it's not like I'm in my 60s, really. And so what a great question for next gen, because I do have children in your generation. And my advice would be to never forget the value of personal relationships. I think a lot of the new generation are so used to remote work and being able to use the you know, the virtual space to be able to do their work, that sometimes I think the value and the benefit of personal relationships, whether it be face-to-face or even a phone call, I think that's being missed by the next generation. And people do business with people they like. It's so much harder, I think, to like someone from across a screen. Although it's very easy to like you because what a great personality you have on the screen, but that's not the same for everybody. And I think the more we get out there, the more we realize that people love to be with people. And technology is great, but never forget the value of personal relationships. And I think you know that, and that's why you've seen tremendous success in your work. So that would be my piece of advice. And Phoebe, I just want to thank you for spending the time with me today. I know you're in California time, so you're what, 3 hours behind me, and I'm in Florida. I really appreciate you so much. Do you have some parting words for us before we go?
Yeah, no, thank you, Veronica, for that's a great piece of advice. And that's actually the key foundation of, you know, of every businesses. And that's like my core foundation in everything that I do in life, in business. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And to me, the personal relationship comes first before any business transaction.
I agree. You're right. I agree wholeheartedly. And I can tell that you have such a great soul, Phoebe. So I appreciate you so much. And I'm sure that our listeners enjoyed listening to your story today. So I want to thank you. And I hope to run into you very soon. Thank I know you're you. Going to be in Orlando next week. So we're definitely getting together for a meal. Take care.
Thank you very much, Veronica, for the opportunities today.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thank you.